Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. Today I'm very pleased to have back as my guest Dr. Norm Shealy. Today we're going to be talking about the Shealy TENS as well as the Telomere Project and whatever else Dr. Shealy has been working on lately, which I'm sure he has a lot of interesting things to talk about. Dr. Shealy has been on the show many times with his multiple books. I don't know how many books he has, but I know it's well over 20. And his new projects are exciting and on the cutting edge of holistic medicine and consciousness research. Hello, Dr. Shealy. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. And how about you? Happy Valentine, by the way.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Yeah, everything went well today. Long day seeing patients, and I know you know what those days are like, but you're fortunately doing research now, so you don't have quite as many long clinic days, I would imagine.
That is true, and I must say, you know, I don't miss them. Or maybe I should say I do miss them, and I'm delighted that I'm missing them.
Right. Well, what would you like to talk about first? We mentioned the Shealy TENS and the telomere, but we're not limited to any particular topic for this show. Anything you want to talk about is fine.
Well, you know, those are, of course, my two major interests, and there is a relationship between the two. That is, both of them use human DNA frequency. Human DNA, that little stuff that keeps us alive, mm-hmm. has at a resonance frequency, which means really to me it vibrates, at 54 mm-hmm. to 78 billion cycles per second. Now, that's been known to a greater or lesser extent since 1925. A Russian engineer named Georgi Lakovsky wrote a book called The Secret of Life, and he said human DNA frequency was 50-plus gigahertz, giga being billion. And basically, about 16 years ago, I was invited to the Ukraine to study what they call microwave resonance therapy. I spent 2 weeks there and was actually tested by what I call the Politburo. It was like that with 12 of them sitting around asking me questions. But I actually got a license to practice microwave resonance therapy in the Ukraine. And basically, they discovered that if you apply these frequencies at a very small, we're talking about a billionth of a watt per centimeter square applied to an acupuncture point, they claim you essentially are recharging the battery, and the battery being the DNA in your cells. And they say we do not ever lose frequency. As long as we're alive, we have 54 to 78 billion cycles per second, but we lose the strength of it. And they had treated, when I was there, some 250,000 people with almost every imaginable disease. For instance, I participated in treating an ex-communist boss for his peptic ulcer. I treated a woman with rheumatoid arthritis who had been in remission for 2 years and had a mild recurrence, and she was back to get 10 more treatments. And as a result of that, I came back to this country and develop the Shealy TENS. Now, most people know that I actually am responsible for the origination of TENS back in the 60s and 70s. But I'd never put my name on one, but when I developed this one, which does all the things a regular TENS will do, but it also has this added bonus of a billionth of a watt per centimeter square output of human DNA frequency. And over a period of 5 years, I discovered that there are some circuits in the body which are not part of traditional acupuncture point, although they certainly involve acupuncture points. But I discovered a circuit in each of them we call a ring because it is a circuit. It's a two-way street that will stimulate DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone. And that mm-hmm. particular circuit, which I call the ring of fire, not only raises DHEA up to 100% over what you start with, but we have successfully treated 70% of people with rheumatoid arthritis, 75% of people with chronic recurrent migraine, 80% of people with diabetic neuropathy, and 70% of people with depression just by stimulating that ring every day. That takes about 20 minutes, and it's a powerful tool. Then we discover the ring of water, which helps to rebalance aldosterone. Aldosterone is the hormone that your adrenal glands produce to help balance water and potassium. And we discover the ring of air. And the ring of air actually is phenomenal in producing a chemical called neurotensin, which is a neuroleptic, which means it actually helps you mentally detach as well as reduce pain. And we found that it's particularly helpful in certain illnesses like autism when we couple it with another circuit we call the ring of earth, which raises calcitonin. Calcitonin is the strongest pain reliever that the body produces. It is 40 to 60 times as powerful as morphine. And then finally, we found one we call the ring of crystal, which reduces free radicals 85%. And free radicals are, of course, the chemicals that ultimately rust our bodies. They wrinkle us, they wear us out. They're involved in inflammation and disease of all kinds, and ultimately death. So using these human DNA frequencies to restore the battery of the body, we can accomplish a great deal.
Well, it sounds like it's important for our listeners to understand that this is delivered not through taking pills or shots or anything, but actually delivered through acupoints. Is that right?
That is right. It's delivered actually through little electrodes. Since they're only on a pair of points for 3 minutes, we don't use paste on electrodes. We use just a plain old kitchen sponge type electrode that you wet with regular water. And it works perfectly well that way. And we've done really hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people with us at this point. Now, the reason that I say this is related to the Telomere Project is when I discovered these five rings, I thought, well, you know, if we could keep three of them normal, like our ring of fire with DHEA, our ring of earth with calcitonin to keep our bones strong, and the ring of crystal to keep the free radicals down, we ought to live an average of 140 years. And that's what I wrote one of my books called Life Beyond 100, Secrets of the Fountain. What I found is a lot of people didn't want to live to be 100, let alone 140. And most people weren't willing
especially
to
especially with Social Security benefits running out.
Yes, I know. The government won't like us, but who cares?
Don't like
I don't like them
all.
Either. And so about that time, I thought about something which I played with when I first came back from the Ukraine, was a way of producing these frequencies without applying them directly to acupuncture point, but by sitting in a copper pyramid that we could activate with a Tesla coil. Now, if you really think about it, the Shiele TENS unit is a small Tesla coil. Using a big Tesla coil, most people may know of Nikola Tesla. Some people think he's the most brilliant person who's ever lived, a physicist who was a contemporary of Einstein. Tesla coil is a very high voltage device that puts out a wide range of frequencies, including these human DNA frequencies. By applying that to a copper pyramid, we were able to produce these frequencies everywhere within the pyramid and in a 2-foot radius around it. And I thought, well, you know, if we just sat in there, since we do absorb this stuff through the skin, perhaps we will rejuvenate the telomeres, which wear out as we age. Ordinarily, the telomeres are the tips of your DNA. So everybody knows that DNA is a double helix, so there are actually four ends, two at the top and two at the bottom. And every year, on average, if you have good health habits, you lose 1% of your telomeres. If you have crummy habits, you lose a lot more. So my reasoning was that we might, just by being exposed to this human battery recharging energy, rejuvenate telomeres, and lo and behold, in our initial experiments, we were regrowing our telomeres greater than 1% a year, so we weren't losing 1%, we were actually gaining 2.5% over what you would expect. And so,
how long has that project been going on?
I'm sorry? Well, we've actually, the original group is now 3 years.
Okay, good.
Approaching 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But now, just for the last, 14 months, I've got 50 people enrolled who are going to be testing this for 5 years. And I found that most people don't want a pyramid in their house. In fact, my wife wouldn't let me put one over our king-size bed.
Yeah.
And so I produced a mattress cover. It's really a pad, 2 inches thick, that goes on top of your mattress. And we've made them in twin, king, and queen, and full size. You can make any size. In the center of this 2-inch thick polyfoam is copper screening, just like in your window, but copper. On that is placed 1 pound of crushed sapphire crystal. A wire leads out of that to the Tesla coil. And when this is activated, it produces the same frequencies, 54 to 78 billion cycles per second, at 75 decibels or a billionth of a watt per centimeter square for about 2 feet deep. So every cell in your body is being exposed to these frequencies, and we're now getting an average of well over 3 to 4% growth per year.
That's fabulous.
Well, it is.
It really is.
I mean, it's the first known reversal, not only stopping the process of degeneration, but reversal of telomere shrinkage.
Mm-hmm.
So from a theoretical point of view, this would not only help us live longer, but help us live healthier, because remember that we are, our health as well as our longevity are responsible for the integrity of our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And with your telomeres regrowing, it certainly seems entirely feasible that, you know, I don't think we could live forever. And as far as I'm concerned, the length of life is not as important as the quality of life anyway. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the average person only has bad health the last 1 to 2 years of life. So
right.
I think if you're only going to have one or two bad years, you might as well live 140 years instead of 78 years, which is the average American life now.
That's true. So is the Telomere Project ready for the public, or is it still
in
research?
It is available to the public. I call it the Rejuva Matrix. Solar.
And where did they find out about that?
Rejuvamatrix, solar, sun, homeopathy. The reason I call it that is the sun puts out these frequencies at one-tenth the amount that we are using. So we're only amplifying the sun's intensity of these frequencies tenfold, but the amount we're using is still 1,000 times below the risk level. So the safety factor is phenomenal.
That's great. Well, when I was, back in 1990, I bought a large copper pyramid and put a Tesla coil in it just to play around.
Well, you were playing with my invention.
Yeah, really. We should have talked then. Of course, we didn't know each other then.
Right. Well, you know, to me, it's interesting. To me, you brought up an extremely important point. I believe that every invention actually is floating around in the cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
And if our brain, mind, antenna is set right, we pick it up.
Right. And I just wasn't that interested in research. I was just playing around on my own.
Right.
But well, I still have two Tesla coils and two pyramids at home.
Well, if you hook them up to your Tesla coil, 20 mm-hmm. to 30 minutes a day is adequate. It doesn't take a lot of time.
Yeah.
Now, the thing, of course, that I've done now with putting it on top of your mattress is you can set it on a timer,
mm-hmm.
and it can go off while you're asleep. I'll go on
while
you're asleep.
That's a lot better. I think I might buy one of your Rejuvamatrix mattresses.
Well, I've got a couple of clinics that are now actually having people come in to use them, you know, at the clinic. We don't
right.
know what using it once a week would do for you. Certainly, it mm-hmm. should help. It might not regrow your telomeres, but it might stop the
degeneration.
That's something
yeah.
that ought to be looked at some point.
Yeah. I don't know whether you know, we had this conference here in Atlanta last week called the Truth Convention. And I learned more about frequency medicine than I have ever learned at one place. We had the honor of being lectured to by David Wilcox, who just had fascinating experiments, many of them from behind the Iron Curtain, on frequency medicine. And he had experiments whereby the frequency of DNA was actually on a light beam that was passed through a duck egg and then into a chicken egg, and the chicken egg hatched into something that looked more like ducks than chickens. And there was another experiment, I don't know if you've heard about this one, it's a rat experiment where they gave rats a chemical that killed their pancreas, and normally the control rats died in a few days, but if they beamed the frequency of the pancreas back in, then the pancreas or whatever, I guess the islet cells regenerated and the rats didn't die and they became normal again as far as their blood sugar went.
Wow.
Just incredible, incredible experiments that, according to a friend of mine who knew a lot about the suppression of such research, said that he was very surprised that it was actually being, you know, said in public, because these are things that the powers that be really want covered up. So, you know, the frequency medicine is really the medicine of the future.
Well, yes,
if we can get it out from under,
book,
you know.
My next
yeah.
book, which I just sent off last week to the publisher, it'll come out in June, is called Energy Medicine, the Future of Health.
Well, that's great. I want to interview you on that one, too.
I believe, and I have a dream, that, you know, really we will continue to make improvements in our health and healing using the intrinsic healing ability of the body, which in itself is electromagnetic.
Right. And it's also much safer than using biochemistry.
Yeah.
Functional medicine is a really good medicine, but the problem with any chemicals are that you're going to block pathways, or you're going to overload pathways and produce side effects in some of the population. And
no
so frequency medicine
it.
Is just a way to get around that.
Of course, I've been playing around with electricity and electrical therapy for 50 years already.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, I was doing that back even when I was in medical school, because I was experimenting on the electrical connections of the amygdaloid nucleus. My very first paper was on the amygdaloid nucleus of the cat, and I worked out through electrical stimulation what happens in the amygdala.
So what happens?
Well, actually, it's very important. That's an integration center for emotions especially, but also it really ultimately controls ovulation, for instance, and therefore is very involved even in our sex hormone aspects. And that was some of the original studies that I did back in the 50s, between 53 and 56.
Is that what led you to become a neurosurgeon?
Well, actually, when I went to medical school, I wanted to be a neurosurgeon because I was really interested in the mind and the brain and how they work.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been on that path since I was 16.
and primarily, at least in terms of traditional medicine, the electrical nature of the central nervous system is much better understood than, say, other parts of the body, except maybe the heart. You know.
Well, that's true. On the other hand, you can't have the heart working or the muscles working or the manufacture of blood without that electrical circuit being intact and functioning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even producing the chemicals that we produce is actually a chemical electrical thing. It's more like we are a living battery, similar to the battery in your car. There you produce electricity, you know, with lead and something. Well, now in the body we produce it primarily with the interaction between sodium and potassium.
Right. At the cellular level. Is that right?
Exactly. So every cell really is a tiny little battery, and mm-hmm. it's producing this electrical current, and that battery's central core is maintained by the 54 to 78 billion cycle per second resonance of the cell.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you wanted to transfer a frequency signature, either on light or sound, you know, you need to do it on a light wave or sound wave. David said that you could do it via a hologram.
I think that's
which
probably
is an interesting
true.
Idea.
I think you could also do it through water.
Yeah?
You know, the work of Dr. Omoto strongly suggests that water is one of our transducers, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it can take it can take any message, good or bad. And there are a lot of people working with frequencies into water, as well as refining, if you will, purifying to the ultimate degree water. And there the work of Yin Lo from UCLA and David Gann is phenomenal. They have purified water to such an extent that in the center, under the right kind of microscopy, it appears that there is a pure, if you will, homeopathic essence of water that is crystalline in structure. Very complex. There's a book called Double Helix Water.
And, I think I have that book. I haven't interviewed him yet, but it's sitting in my to-be-interviewed.
Well, I've known David since even before that was done, and there's mm-hmm. a chapter there by me on some work I
right.
did with their Double Helix Water showing phenomenal improvement in immune function when one drinks this homeopathic, very, very, very homeopathically dilute. I mean, it's the ultimate dilution of water.
Hmm. So are they doing anything clinically with that?
Well, not since, it's being used by a lot of people, but they're not doing, unfortunately, clinical research. They've done a lot of animal research, and the only mm-hmm. clinical research was the small pilot study that I did.
That sounds like it might be relatively easy to use.
Oh, it's very easy. You just put so many drops, depending upon the concentration you start with, into a quart, a glass, or a gallon of water, shake it up, and use it.
Right. And that's David Lowe?
It's David Gann, G-A-N-N, and Yin, Y-I-N-L-O, Yin Lowe.
Okay.
In fact, they were just visiting me last week.
Okay. So basically, we have the possibility of not only prolonging our lives, but also if this idea that you can put a hologram into a light beam, like a laser or a sesar or anything that can carry it into an organism or an egg or anything, we have the potential that we may be able to go ahead and forgo organ transplantation because we can regrow the organ based on the frequencies that are delivered.
I believe that's true. I would had the strength, time, or money yet to do the work, but my intuition has said unequivocally that these frequencies are responsible for, if you will, regeneration of organs.
Well, we need to hurry up because breast implants aren't doing real well. We have to be able to grow some breasts. This is important in plastic surgery.
I have to. Now, you're going to bring out one of my favorite memories. One of my earliest books, I quoted the fact that with autogenic training, and this actually was published decades ago, that women could increase the size of their breasts. And I was on a national television program where the guy said, well, Dr. Sheely, in your book, what about the penis? I said, well, Dick, I don't know. We haven't done that. Why don't you try it and let me know what happens? I didn't get any more rough questions from him.
I'll bet not. Yeah, I believe I remember that study on the breast. It went something like this. Yeah, you could train people to do that because of the power of the mind, but by the time they got really good at it, they didn't care about how big their breasts were because they'd seriously grown so much that it didn't matter.
Yep, I think
catch
that's
22
true.
There.
Well, you know, Don Long, who's a neurosurgeon friend of mine who got into the electrical business shortly after he was at the University of Minnesota, I sort of took it up there, and they were the second place to do this. Using regular old-fashioned pins in a woman with chest pain, which you use it for about 6 months on one side, that breast actually grew considerably. Hmm. So it hasn't been used that I know of, but it certainly sounds a lot safer to me than an implant.
Well, at least it doesn't have to be changed out every 10 years like an implant. It'd probably be, be
well, and it doesn't leak.
That's right. So basically what we're talking about just generally is using frequencies, whether they be delivered on almost any way, through water, through laser, which is light, coherent sound, like in cymotherapy or other SASAR, well, they're calling them SASAR, like LASAR, except they're sound. It's what it really is real intense, focused frequency, and what you're doing is putting them into the acupoint, so that actually puts them directly into the body through a method that goes right to the nervous system and right to the brain and into the endocrine organs.
That's true. Now, let me tell you about something that may be even more subtle.
What's that?
Last year, one of my psychology friends pushed me to investigate a product called Lightwave. It's a company that produces patches that you put over acupuncture points. You paste them on. They believe that what they're doing is reflecting back into the acupuncture point to stimulate it, the infrared emitted from the body. So it's sort of a self-induced acupuncture stimulation by capping the acupuncture point with these patches. So I chose to do a study on sleep with insomniacs. And we did 24 people who had long-standing, very severe insomnia. And in 1 month, they had a 72% decrease in daytime sleepiness, an 80% improvement in the quality of sleep, and an 88% improvement in the length of sleep. Now, that's fabulous. Right now, I'm in the midst of doing a pilot study on PSA reduction. We're using different patches in this case, and in other points, but we've got just 10 men who have an elevated PSA. And the original project was going to be 8 weeks. Because the results are looking so good, we're going to extend it to 12 weeks. Our best success was a man who started out at 20. He's down to 7 after 6 weeks. So, and we're using the same technology. And again, we're using a different kind of refrequency. We're capturing, essentially, the infrared frequency coming out of the acupuncture point and reflecting it back in so that it's sort of self-stimulation.
So you say that this stuff, the frequency coming out of the acupoint is, you said it was ultraviolet?
Ultra-red. It's actually
ultra-red.
It's far infrared. That's been established quite a long time ago, that these points do emit, they put out far infrared frequencies. And so this captures them. It puts near infrared back in, so it essentially heats them.
Interesting. David Wilcox was talking about an experiment done, I can't tell you exactly what it is, but it was done showing that the DNA captures photons within the double helix matrix. So there's actually evidence that our cells, because of all the chromosomes there, capture light, and then that light can later be released.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think the work of Dr. Popp, P-O-P-P, in Germany, speaks to that. He has demonstrated that in a very dark room, we emit photons from our acupuncture points.
Yeah. And that also, there's ways to detect that so that... I don't remember who did the experiment, but they said if you're standing in a room and then you move to the next room, they can still detect the outline of your body for up to 30 days because of
I don't have any doubt about that, really.
Photons being released. So.
Right.
We're literally beings of light. That's what, I mean, I guess I'm bringing that up so our listening audience can understand, although you think you're flesh and bone and, you know, material substance, you are also frequency and light, probably more at your core. In other words, you know, more, you know, like you might be 80% water. I think they say we're 80% water, but we're probably 100% frequency, you know.
Well, that's right. We are clearly 100% frequency. And, of course, you know, the basic energy of the universe, among other things, is light and sound.
Mm-hmm.
And so... what we are is essentially coalesced light. That is, if you make the light denser and denser and denser, you get the material body.
Right.
But ultimately, the stuff that made it is light itself.
And it's actually able to be measured, and we have auras around us that are able to be measured as well. So we emit light even in dark rooms.
You bet. Absolutely.
Yeah. And actually, that's probably what, as doctors, we're trained to do. We kind of look at somebody, and if they have this certain look about them that is their light isn't very bright, you need to go ahead and put them in the hospital or pay some sort of attention to them because they might die in the next 24 hours, and you're going to look pretty stupid if you send them home.
The aura. Around people.
The aura, exactly.
See,
if it looks gray, you better start paying attention.
If a person is depressed, it is gray and thick, if you will, hunkered down around the body instead of expanding out several inches or more. It's sort of an inch in thickness, but much denser and darker.
Mm-hmm.
Then if they're
psychotic,
it looks like a tornado going on.
Right, and it basically is when your aura is receding that your life force is receding.
Exactly,
you know,
no question about it.
It's the same thing, and people who are dying have different looking auras than people who are healthy or people who are sick. Actually, people who are pregnant have all sorts of pastel colors in their auras. I'm always like looking at somebody and going, "Are you pregnant?" And they are.
Well, that's true. And, of course, you can see the double energy, if you will, around the woman with the baby's energy sort of superimposed or mingled with hers.
Yeah, because they're two different types of energy.
Yep.
they're not the same unless, well, rarely they would be.
To focus beams of light.
Right. Yeah, so it's a whole new, I mean, after this weekend, I really realized that we just have a whole new medicine that will be much safer, much less expensive. They showed experiments where you took there was a cancer growing on the skin, and they took the frequency of normal cells and beamed that frequency through laser light into the cancer, and it went away. I mean, you can superimpose normal frequencies on cancer frequencies, and the cancer goes away.
Exactly.
Pretty interesting.
Well, that, you know, to me, actually some interesting work done back in the 70s in England showing that sound, you know, we are actually not only emitting photons and infrared and whatever it is that our aura is composed of, but we actually have sound waves coming out of our body as well.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy in England demonstrated that when you have, let's say, a pain in the knee or an arthritic knee, the sound waves are missing certain frequencies. And by putting back in the frequencies that were missing, the knee can be healed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just another aspect of energy medicine which is worth at least being aware of.
Right. So how are we going to get there? How are we going to get to, you know, the funding and the support? And
well, that, of course.
Because, you know, I mean, you know as well as I do that the powers that be do not want frequency medicine out there at all, probably because
of
how powerful it is.
Of course not, because it interferes with the pharmacomafia.
Right.
Which is one of the most evil forces on the face of the earth. Well, there's just no question that I've said it now for 35 years. The mm-hmm. future of health and ultimately of medicine is in the hands of the public, not in the hands of the medical profession, because the medical profession is owned, lock, stock, and gonads by the pharmacomafia. And so it's the public's insistence and demand for these changes that are so critical and so safe compared
right.
to... Let me tell you something I've been looking at in the last, recently. First of all, let's bring up one of the worst things that your FDA has ever done. I refuse to claim it as mine. They have, a month ago or so, they banned vitamin C intravenously.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Over the counter. I mean, officially for a physician to be able to order it.
Right.
Now you have to go through all kinds of shenanigans, order it for a specific patient, et cetera, et cetera. They've declared that vitamin C, which has been used intravenously for 60 years,
right.
is a new drug.
Exactly.
And it's making it extremely difficult to use. And yet, I believe personally that for viral illnesses especially, some bacterial, and for many forms of cancer, intravenous vitamin C is infinitely mm-hmm. safer and more effective than anything else. And I've used it for 30 years. One of my early patients 30 years ago had a cancer of the bladder the size of an orange. In 2 weeks of IV vitamin C, 75 grams a day, his cancer of the bladder literally melted away, disappeared. And I've had that happen in other people. And yet now the FDA, in its infinite lack of wisdom, is making it extremely difficult for us to continue doing that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And I'm sure that's because it helps people. And that interferes with the sale of drugs.
Right. That's incredible.
Well, it really is.
Well,
I mean, I think we're going to have a revolution in this country if we're not careful. Because, you know, and we may need to. We may need to have an Egyptian-type revolution to get some of the nonsense of our government out of the way.
Well, that may happen. I agree with you that it's in the hands of the public, and especially the public that doesn't depend on other people to tell them what to do, but goes out and does their own research.
Exactly. And, I mean, that's the important
stations
thing.
Like BBS Radio and other internet radio stations are very valuable for such education.
Now, let me tell you another article I just ran across Friday, and I'm trying to get the original. All I've seen so far is an abstract. And it's only a single case report, but, you know, one white crow proves they're white crows. This is a cancer patient who was exquisitely anemic from chemotherapy, of course, and she was able to get her erythropoietin naturally produced in the body by just breathing 100% oxygen.
Oh, my goodness.
And, of course, the drug. To get erythropoietin as a drug, first of all, it carries a number of risks, including death.
Right. It's expensive.
But it's like $100,000 to $130,000 for a series of treatments.
Right.
Breathing oxygen is pretty inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it already had been demonstrated that hyperbaric oxygen will do this, to get the body to produce its own blood when you're severely anemic. But to do it with just breathing 100% room air.
Right.
Oxygen.
Well, they're letting me know that we're at the end of our hour, so we're going to need to wrap this up. But I really appreciate you coming on the air with me today to talk about this exciting frequency medicine, which we both believe is the future of medicine, and the Shealy TENS unit and the Telomere Project. Would you like to give your contact information one more time for our listening audience?
Absolutely, normshealy.com. And they can get my free email newsletter. It comes out every Wednesday and sometimes in between. And they can get the 5-year archives of all my old newsletters there and my optimal recommendations for a wide variety of illnesses, and it's free. And just go to normshealy.com.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate it. And I get your newsletter. I read it all the time. I highly recommend they do, too. This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Join us next week.
Thank you, Susan. Have a great day.
Oh, thanks, Norm.